Long ago, in the dense forests that once encircled the holy city of Banaras, there was ample work for woodcutters. One of these was the handsome Satyavan, who was all the more handsome because he had so much love for his wife Savitri. Such was his reluctance to let Savitri out of his embrace that many mornings Satyavan found it hard to leave his hut to go work in the woods. One day, Savitri lay dreamily in bed, contemplating her happiness, which seemed complete. Suddenly, she noticed a figure sitting cross-legged in the dusty clearing that served for a front yard. A wandering monk, she thought. She put rice and vegetables in a bowl and rushed out to offer them to the holy man, since hospitality was a sacred duty. "I need no food," the stranger said, pushing away the bowl. "I will wait here." Savitri drew back in horror, because suddenly she knew who her guest was. Not a wandering monk at all, but Death himself, who is known in India as Lord Yama. "Who are you waiting for?" she asked, her voice trembling. "For one named Satyavan." "Satyavan!" Savitri could hardly keep from fainting when she heard her husband's name. "But he's strong and healthy, and we love each other dearly. Why should he die?" Yama shrugged. "Everything will be as it will be." "But if you care so little," Savitri said, her wits coming back to her, "then why not take someone else? There are sick and wretched people begging for the release of death. Visit them and leave my house in peace." "I will wait here," Yama repeated, unmoved by her plea. The young wife rushed back inside. She paced the floor frantic. Then Savitri had an idea born of desperation. Throwing a cloak around her shoulders, she ran out the back door into the woods. Savitri had heard that there was a sacred place on the mountain, a space in the earth as large as a cave formed by the roots of a huge banyan tree. A reputed holy man lived there. Savitri would beg for his help. Fear drove her as hard as breath and strength would allow, and so Savitri wandered higher and higher until she was exhausted. She collapsed on the ground and slept for a time. When a shaft of sunlight opened her eyes, Savitri found herself at the foot of a huge banyan tree. She spied the cavernous hole. Before she found the courage to enter, a voice from inside said, "Go away." It was so loud and sudden that she jumped. "I can't go away," Savitri replied. She explained her desperate plight, but the voice from the darkness said, "How are you different from everyone else? Death is always two steps behind us, from cradle to grave." Tears welled up in Savitri's eyes. "If you are wiser than ordinary people, you must have something more for me." The voice said, "You wish to bargain with death? All who have tried have failed." Savitri got to her feet with dignity, wiping away her tears. "Then let Yama take me in my husband's place." The voice was more gentle this time. "Be calm. There is a way." Savitri heard stirring in the darkness, and then the holy man emerged from his cave. He was an ascetic, his thin body clad in a loincloth with a monk's silk shawl thrown over his shoulders. He looked surprisingly young, however, and he told Savitri that his name was Ramana. "You know a way to defeat death? Tell me," Savitri implored. The monk Ramana stooped down to pick up a worn old reed flute lying on the ground. "Come," he said, "perhaps you will be able to learn. I make no promises, but certainly you are desperate enough." Ramana began to play on his flute and wandered down a nearby deer path. Savitri stood for a moment dismayed, but as the notes of the flute faded into the forest, she had no choice but to run after them.